The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Now when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. And he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. The Gospel of the Lord.
Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. It is probably time for me to upgrade my cell phone. My dear cell phone is an iPhone 5. I thought it was a 4, but I was told it's a 5. And I was told I should get a 7. But I love my cell phone just the way it is. I'm comfortable. I don't want to be stretched to learn more, especially if I upgrade. But once in a while, we need to upgrade. We need to upgrade our operating system. We need to be stretched. We need to leave the comfort zone. In today's gospel, those dear disciples had to leave their comfort zone. They had to stretch. They were about to be upgraded. Their operating system would never be the same. We find in this opening scene the beginning of the ministry of Jesus. And he meets fishermen, ordinary people, comfortable with what they were doing. They knew what they needed to do to make a living. There they were. One was casting out nets, Peter and Andrew. James and John were mending nets. On the back page of your bulletin is a picture of a fisherman at the Sea of Galilee throwing out a net. What's the second to the last page? And he's throwing out a casting net. He's casting out this net. And this net will go out onto the water and then sink, has a weight on it. and as it's going down, it will capture fish. And then the net lands on the bottom, and there's two ways to bring it in. If it has a foot rope, the fisherman just pulls it in. It will snag and bunch and come in. But there's another way, if it's just thrown out without a foot rope to pull it in. One of the fishermen, without any clothes on because they did not have wetsuits, would dive in to the bottom, secure it, and bring it up. And if you remember in one of the Gospels, Jesus was walking on water toward the boat of the disciples, and we hear that Peter, without any clothes on, jumped into the water to go to Jesus. Well, Peter in that particular boat was the designated diver. And so he would have been the one to dive down to bring up the casting net. There's also drag nets, where a boat takes out a line, crosses parallel to the shore, dropping the net with maybe cork or balsa wood on top, and then brings it back in, and the fishermen on the shore pull and drag the net in full of fish. Often that's done at night. So we hear in the gospel, the apostles say to Jesus, "We fished all night and caught nothing." And Jesus says, "Well, throw it on the other side." So that was a dragnet scene. So in this particular gospel, we have them casting with a casting net, falling on the water, dropping down, and we have James and John mending their nets. If you go to San Pedro, there are some fishing boats, and on the dock, there are piles of drag nets. And you'll see little cork things at the top. Those would rest on the water, and weights would be on the bottom. And you can see fishermen mending their nets. So there they are, in this scene, comfortable, doing what they know how to do. And then Jesus performs his first miracle with his voice. His first miracle actually was not at the marriage of Cana. Is when Jesus simply said with his voice, "Follow me, and I will help you learn to fish for people." And whatever was in the power of that voice, they left what was comfortable and were willing to stretch for an adventure. They had no idea what would lie ahead, that the disciples, these ordinary disciples, would become extraordinary apostles. That's who he calls the ordinary to become extraordinary. So these men follow Jesus, and that's how they learned to become disciples, by watching, by listening, by observing, by noticing, by hearing Jesus teach and preach and hear this voice cure people, change hearts, cause 5,000 to share their loaves and fishes. So the power in Jesus was something they observed. At one point they asked Jesus, "Well, how do you pray? How do you do this?" And Jesus said, "Well, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name." And so Jesus, throughout these years, they grew and were upgraded and transformed. And they heard a message that we hear today: repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. And for us, it means change, for the love of God is right here. Are you willing to stretch? Are you willing to be upgraded? For I am right here, and I want to take the ordinary and make it extraordinary. We don't do that. The power of God in us does that. And sometimes it looks heroic, and sometimes it's stretching in the ordinary moment. So Christ calls us in various roles. Christ calls some to preach, some to teach, some to lead music, some to listen to music, some to be a youth group leader, some to be in the youth group. I'm called to preach. And yet, after this week of the inauguration and yesterday with the Women's March, I don't know how to preach about that. I don't know. I don't feel called. I feel called to preach this sermon. That's what I need to pay attention to, as we all do. So yesterday, 18 of our parishioners were at St. Luke's. Every 2 months, we have parishioners who are there on site and those behind the scenes, those who bring in 60 pounds of bananas and banana bread and water and cans of soup and coffee and pineapple and all kinds of things, and they're all brought down there. So yesterday, one of our parishioners who normally does this particular role, feeling called to be in that role, has her clipboard and has women check off if they want to take a shower. 25 women yesterday wanted to take a shower, and our parishioner needed to move them along. They didn't want to be moved along. They were wet, they were tired, and they were cranky. And our parishioner found it really hard yesterday to serve them, because that particular group wanting to take a shower, cold and wet, and yet being, come on, move on, next person, 25 people, they were cranky. Yet another parishioner who was handing out hot chocolate with whipped cream was getting one God bless you after another. Both of these people, all of these people were called to serve yesterday, to be the hands and feet and voice of Jesus. So God calls each of us, and sometimes it's simply to show up. And in the power of grace, God upgrades us and transforms us and takes the ordinary and it becomes extraordinary, because it was done in the power of love and in the name of Jesus Christ. What's important for all of us to remember today, it doesn't matter what our abilities are. It matters completely our availability for God to use us, to show up and to be available. And the process of upgrading happens as we are available for the opportunities that that moment presents. So I invite you to allow yourselves to be stretched, at times to leave your comfort zone, to let God upgrade you, and be ready for a grand adventure. Amen.